Institute of Racial Equality, 1050 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you can get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interests? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents the film Ugetsu on Friday at 7 p.m. The film has been hailed by critics as a masterpiece of Japanese cinema. The film will be shown in Japanese with English subtitles. Admission is $3 for museum members and $5 for non-members. To buy tickets, visit slam.org, call 314-655-5299, or stop by the Information Center in Sculpture Hall. The auditorium box office opens 30 minutes before showtime. Something for you from AM 920.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
For Tree's two-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The Third Degree Glass Factory on Del Mar presents an open house on Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. Check out glass blowing and flame working demonstrations, then buy some glass art at the Hot Shop Gift Gallery. Enjoy live music and beverages served by Bomarito Wines. Admission is free. A cash bar will be provided. To find out more, call 314-367-4527 or visit stlglass.com. News to you from AM 920.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad, not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day, likes to go for long walks or runs, wants to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
Every day in Missouri, over 200 calls are made to the Child Abuse Hotline. The St. Louis Crisis Nursery needs your help to lower that number. The nursery is dedicated to raising awareness about child abuse and neglect and needs your help. With the support of our community through donations and volunteer time, the St. Louis Crisis Nursery will continue to care for children in crisis. For more information, call 314-768-3336 or visit crisisnurserykids.org. Together, we can ensure our children will not spend their adulthood overcoming their childhood. News to you from WGNU.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This is a 28-year-old woman.
And quarters. Quarters are the biggest circles.
She may sound a little strange to you and me.
Quarters are like the granddaddies of coins.
But to her 3-year-old daughter learning about words and shapes, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round too.
They are.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments like preparing for work or an errand at the bank, and turn them into learning moments.
But dollars are not round.
No, dollars are rectangles.
Yeah, rectangles. I like dollars.
Yep, most people do, honey. Most people do.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that, the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal privilege.
And so we say to all in this...
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that, the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brothers, Sound. Join Push. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margin of the black vote. So in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name, my name, my name, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to talk about. 4540400 is my phone number. David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, I guess.
All right.
No back pain, but I hope I can make it.
All right. Need some acupuncture.
Well, you know what? I've had a lot of experience with it, and to tell you the truth, it's amazing. It was an experience I'll never forget. And I had acupuncture at least about 15 times.
And it worked.
Fantastic.
And it works. Howard, it worked on you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah. So
matter of fact, that it was a program. I forgot which city that is, but they were taking drug addicts, and they were giving them acupuncture, and they with the percentage of it working was greater than anything they ever tried.
Right, 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 right.
But look, I called you for a reason. The last time I talked to you, we talked about history and how it applied to today. And I was just thinking about this monoethnic curriculum that the majority of our children in public schools or whatever private schools are in, it's really white studies, white supremacist studies. And I was just thinking, now, when I was telling you about this story of General Jessup, this is a guy that was sent right out of Jefferson Barracks with the Missouri Volunteers to put down an uprising of so-called Indians that it happened to be black folks. The thing I got to thinking about, wouldn't it have been a great story for our children to see how black people fought and how their enemy said they were the most formidable foe that they ever fought against? It seems like if people wanted to be fair and just, that these are some of the type of stories in history that you would come up with when you try to put a curriculum together. But they seem to be absent all the time from curriculum where you find black children. And I think it's a reason for that. I think you can't oppress a people and say that they were slaves or should have been slaves and all this other stuff, and come to find out that everything that you look and value, your mathematics, your science, your religion, comes from these people.
Well, there's a wonderful book out, and I've had the author on once because he wrote about sundown towns. But The Lies My Teachers Taught Me. It's a wonderful, wonderful book that speaks specifically to that, to the cost of teaching young people that history began in Europe. the lies about Columbus, the lies about Woodrow Wilson, the lies and the cost of that and the intention behind those lies. So absolutely. Your concept that you're talking about is something that is well known out there. If you only teach anybody, I mean, we have kids now that are not going to fight for a generation now that's not going to fight for health care because they don't think they're entitled to it. They're not going to fight for Social Security because they haven't been taught that they're entitled to that as well. It matters what you teach kids.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, just like when you look at geometry. How can our children, out of any people on the planet, not be able to do geometry when you can look at Ryan Papias problem number 57?
Who taught?
It's insane.
Who's teaching them geometry? Yes.
Well, look, thank you. And,
all right. Take
I
care.
Appreciate you.
Take care of yourself. Listen, folks, taking a break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Southbound 55 between Herculaneum McNutt and Route A. Look for an accident south of Herculaneum exit. Look for slow traffic as a result. Westbound 270 from West Forest through Graham Hanley. Look for some slowdowns there. Actually, it's very heavy volume already this morning. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, you've got heavy volume there as well. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for delays. Consequently, eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for everything to be running, but it's very heavy and it's at the speed limit. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Heavy volume due to overnight lane restrictions that have been cleared, but it's causing an awful lot of delays already. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into 5570 split is starting to slow down. Westbound Kingbridge traffic still moving well into the landing. Clayton is Spady. There's reports that traffic lights aren't working, treated as a four-way stop. And eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street Bridge back towards 64. Look for it. Paving operations have one or two lanes closed, and it's going to cause some problems getting out of the city eastbound on 5570. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. For today, look forward to partly sunny skies, slight chance of showers throughout the morning and afternoon with a high around 90 this evening. Cooler, mostly cloudy, chance of showers over in the evening and overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. Friday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. Should be beautiful Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and 80 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stick around for more of the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, more riveting radio with Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interests? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
Summertime and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Friday morning at 11 for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your companion animals. Animal Tales, Friday morning at 11 on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Huh. Chief Mokwa's daughter does drugs. Huh. Chief Mokwa's daughter gets arrested for drug use. Huh. We're going to talk about that on Eye in the Loo at 7 o'clock. Huh. 920 WGNU. Get to me. That would be Police Chief Jomokwa Dolores.
Hi, Liz. Yeah, I saw her picture on the TV this morning. Woo, my goodness. I wonder will acupuncture help my sciatic nerve in my back?
I'm not a doctor. You can call Dr. Kincaid at
644-0000. 644-0000. Oh, I'm going to have to try that because, man, this is the worst pain. Let me tell you what I saw yesterday on this morning show on Channel 2 that comes on at 9 o'clock. They had two young men on there. Both of them were in the military. They were so desperate to keep from going back over this one. The one guy, the white guy, said that he would refuse to go back over for a second. He said, I've done my tour. Why are they sending me back? He was so desperate, Liz, to not go back that he hired a hitman to shoot him in the leg so that he wouldn't have to go back.
I have a friend who said that she would shoot her grandchild.
Right.
I mean, I know that's a lot of people. He's not the only one. He's not the only one. There are plenty of people out there that would shoot themselves rather than do that.
Rather than go back, he says, I mean, contrary to what people, they had a guy on this morning on Channel 5 talking about, oh, we making progress over there. I don't know where he got him from. But this guy said, it's so bad over there. He said, I just will not go back. The one guy, the black guy they had, I don't know what happened with him, but they just went on and gave him let him on out of the service. But that one guy that said that he had the hitman to shoot him in the leg, I was shocked. You know, I said, you know, this is really getting bad. I don't blame some of these people, Liz, that have done two tour of duties, the guy said, they're sending them back over there.
Oh, I know. I know.
And then they had the article in the paper, they were saying that blacks are not joining the military like they did.
No, I've talked about that. I've done several stories on that.
Mm-hmm.
Black people of African descent, it is the lowest amount of fewer people of African descent are joining the military than at any other point in our history. And when you tie that to the fact that when they do the surveys, people of African descent have always questioned this war, have always been opposed to this war,
right,
and see this war clearly. So of course, because when people are given the right information, they make the right decisions. Why would we be joining up for this war?
That's what I'm saying. It is really terrible. And this man, other than the fact that he's fighting for all, that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay,
even know why they're over there.
And I got to roll. Okay. Thank you, Dolores. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Well, you know, good thing they're over there. Good thing those Republicans voted down ending the war. Good thing those Republicans said, no, other people's kids need to continue to die. Other people's kids need to continue to die. Doggone it. Yeah, get out there and die. Get out there and die. That's what the Republicans are saying. Get out there and die. And good thing, because I can see that they're making progress. They're making progress in Iraq. Don't let them tell you otherwise, y'all. Anybody that says differently is a hippie communist. A hippie socialist communist. And any other ists you can think of out there. You want the proof that things are okay? That they know what they're doing? Do you want the proof that they know what they're doing? Baghdad. Let's go to Baghdad now. Baghdad. U.S. and Iraqi officials announced digging a trench around the city of Kirkuk. That's their solution. We're going to dig a trench, a ditch, around the city. Done and done. Fix that problem. Done and done. What else you got for me to do? They are going to dig a trench. 67 people died in a series of bombs a couple of days ago. So what did I? It's working, folks. All you got to do is send our soldiers over there to dig trenches around cities. I'm not talking about trenches for latrines. I'm talking about moats. They're going to dig a circle around a city, a trench around a city. Yeah, it's working, y'all. Don't let them tell you otherwise. It's working. That's where your money's going. That's why your babies are dying. That's why we're there, to dig moats in the Middle East with 115-degree weather. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. My name is Liz Brown. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, good morning, Liz. I was listening to David. I think the gentleman's name is David, when he mentioned the black education of the young blacks. I would like to say that one reason when we were brought over here as slaves, one thing they didn't want us to do was learn, and it was against the law to teach a slave to read. that was a reason for that, because we have a lot of geniuses and smart people in our race, and sometimes they try to push that back and make us look like we're stupid. That's how they want the image of black people. I heard you one time mention your grandfather on the air, Liz.
Yes.
And it just scared me when you were speaking of your grandfather, because my grandfather was such a genius. He learned himself how to read and write.
What did it scare? Why did it scare you about my grandfather?
Because it was so similar to my grandfather. Of course, I'm older than you, of course. And my grandfather was similar to your grandfather. He was very brilliant and smart, and he had so much problems because he was smart with the white owners of the farms and different things, and they didn't want him to do the things he was doing. And he had some serious problems. I'll tell you about it when I see you.
Yeah, well, my granddaddy shot him. Those that came and shot his house,
my grandfather
went,
did some worse. He killed one.
All right. You know, don't start
that. I'll speak to you about that when I see you.
Okay.
And did you see the soldier that came on last week was in the report on how they wanted to get out of Iraq? And one black soldier was telling the president to come over there and stay for a week and walk and see what they went through, and he guaranteed he would come back and change his views on them over there.
Send one of his babies over there.
Did you see that?
I did not. Thanks for your call, Mary. I'm taking a break. I'll be back. Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interests? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
Holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection.
Rock me tonight.
144 sensual ballads.
Here and now.
Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just
$9.95.
But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Wanna holla? My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me, Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I am outstanding.
Welcome back. I want to talk about Laura Sidious.
You want to talk about who?
Senator Taplesine, Joe Lieberman.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard that he blocked the measure proposed by Tim Webb to give our GIs some much-needed rest, 1 year deployment and 1 year R&R.
Yes.
I heard that was voted down. I was trying to see what how can we do such a thing if he's supporting our troops.
You're breaking up on me really bad, Michael. I can't understand you.
Okay, I'm on cell phone. As I understood it, if he felt desperate for our troops, why couldn't he allow that amendment to pass?
Well, because he's a hypocrite, and he's a hypocrite. Period. Dot. Period. Dot. All right. Now, Michael, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. Let me turn the radio off. I wanted to say two things. This morning I saw on the news that in New York, with that steam exploded, that they don't think that was terrorism. Well, think again. They are not going to allow Americans to, if they, things that happen over here that could be terrorists, they're going to make something else out of it to keep us thinking it's not happening over here. And the other thing is that food and washing powder and bleach should not be placed together. Well, I walked into a store, a big supermarket at the corner of Natural Bridge and Union last night, and the first thing I saw was bleach mixed in with the food, and it was in two places. So I asked the worker there, what is this? He said, it's a sale. It's not a sale in the Caucasian neighborhoods. Not like that. They can put a sale and have it everywhere, be in the front, but it won't be mixed in with the food. People need to stop and think about this, because without thinking, they'll go home and they will place their food and their washing supplies together. And then you're going to have tragedies with little children.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. Gentleman mentioned Lieberman. Lieberman is just a lobbyist for Israel. That's all that the man is. And this moat you're talking about around Kikert, what about our border? We've been in North Korea and South Korea for 60 years, and we've got an awesome electrified fence between those two countries. And we patrol it. But the Mexican-American border, oh, we can't do that. That's too expensive.
You know what? I'm not a moat fan. I'm not a fence fan. I'm not an electric fence fan. The fact of the matter is that you know what? If this country doesn't want tens of thousands of people crossing into the border to get better paying jobs, then end CAFTA, then end NAFTA. Because the fact of the matter is that we cause a push of people from Latin America into our country with our economic policies.
That's
so
right.
So now I've got to pay for that? No. I got to pay for an electric fence that's going to kill people and animals alike? I got to pay for that?
Mr. Clinton's responsible for that.
Well,
And the Dems moved it through.
And the Republicans are keeping it.
I say twiddly-dee and twiddly-dum. We need to do something. These two parties aren't serving our needs at all.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, sir.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about the World Series baseball tickets that the cops stole and gave to their friends and families.
Yes.
It's not dead yet. I heard on a vague report on the news that someone is trying to get the information as to the names that are on the report of who got those tickets. So
oh, they're still there. No,
yet.
It's not. It is not. And nor should it. It shouldn't go away. Stealing, thieving. And here's the thing. And we're going to talk about this on Eye on the Lou in just a few minutes. I don't think that it's a coincidence that Joe Mokwa's daughter engages in crime. I don't think that it's a coincidence.
And she steals also.
Yeah, well, that's crime.
I know, but I don't want to leave that out. Not only does she take, but she also steals. Mm. But I think that when you say don't give up and one person can make a difference, this is one person who's still trying to get the facts about these tickets.
It ain't over.
It's a crime.
It ain't over.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Max.
Yes, good morning. Real quick, Joseph Lieberman, the day before yesterday, stood with the Republicans. When Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, Senator Mitch McConnell, was saying his piece before the press, Joseph Lieberman was right behind him, not third behind him, not to the side. He was right behind him, nodding his head. And I think what the Democrats need to do, I would like the Democratic Party to throw him out, but I think at every opportunity they need to refer to him as independent. Never, ever refer to him as a Democrat again. Thank you very much.
They should refer to him as a non-Democrat. And let's be clear, who did Joe Lieberman mentor? Barack Obama. My name is Liz Brown, back with Eye on the Lou. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound. That's the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Fear exploded along with a steam pipe in Manhattan yesterday when a hole opened up in the street near Grand Central Station and a geyser of steam and mud shot 100 feet into the air.
What you saw was a mountain of steam and you saw smoke coming up at the same time. I couldn't see the end of the block.
One 60-year-old woman near the blast suffered a fatal heart attack and 30 others were hurt, including four seriously. ABC's David Muir says things are somewhat calmer now, though there are lingering concerns.
I'll tell you, the morning commute here is much different than the evening commute yesterday. The faces on people yesterday, so reminiscent of 9/11 when they didn't know what was happening. Mud-covered faces, the air so thick with all that soot and debris shooting out of that hole in the street, the hole in the earth. Today, though, it's only cordoned off and people are walking to work. Clearly much different from yesterday, and the relief, it's hard to measure just how relieved New Yorkers are.
A special satellite hookup will allow America's top diplomat to testify at a Senate committee from Baghdad. ABC's Vic Ratner reports he'll offer an update on the impact of the surge.
Democrat Patrick Leahy says the security situation in Iraq does not seem to him to be substantially improved by the extra troops. Republican Christopher Bond says it has been. Key senators will try to work that out when they get a first-hand briefing from Ambassador Ryan Crocker by video link from Baghdad. He'll speak almost 2 months ahead of the president's September report.
The wildfire season has heated up so much, the nation's wildfire alert has been raised to its highest level. More than 1,000 new fires have been reported since Monday alone. Fires are now burning in 12 states. Scientists now confirm there is such a thing as restless leg syndrome and even found specific genes responsible for causing it. New studies in two top medical journals say the discovery demonstrates the power of genetics, not just for uncovering the biological causes, but for defining the disease themselves. This is ABC News.
A murder has been committed, and the race is on to solve the crime. If detectives don't catch the killer within 48 hours, chances are they never will. Tonight on A&E, go behind the scenes of real investigations in the first 48. Find the tiniest clues.
I got a witness!
Follow the biggest leads. And do it all in the first 48 hours. The first 48. Catch all new cases tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or VF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Day ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 a.m.
It's a do-over for Hasbro. The toy maker is again recalling the current model of an iconic toy, the Easy Bake Oven. More from ABC's Brad Farrell.
More than 6 months ago, Hasbro recalled nearly a million of its popular Easy Bake Ovens after more than two dozen reports of children getting their hands and fingers stuck in the oven, some suffering severe burns. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it's pressured Hasbro into issuing a second recall because of an additional 250 incidents involving the ovens. Hasbro will offer a voucher for a free product that is equal to the value of the Easy Bake Oven. Brad Farrell, ABC News, Washington.
His son says,
Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy creator Merv Griffin is resting comfortably at an L.A. hospital where he's being treated for a recurrence of prostate cancer. Griffin issued a statement himself saying he'd rather watch Jeopardy than live it, and he had been planning to take a vacation, but this wasn't what he had in mind. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Franzmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, two suspects are in custody after abducting a woman in downtown St. Louis. The two armed men jumped in the 22-year-old woman's car and tried to force her to withdraw money from an ATM. She was unable to get the money, so they forced her to call her mother with a ransom demand. The victim's mother called police, who watched as the woman's brother delivered the ransom. The men released the woman and her brother and were arrested a short time later. The money was recovered, and the woman and her brother were not physically harmed. A Madison County man has been diagnosed with the West Nile virus. The Illinois Department of Public Health says a man in his 60s has West Nile neuroinvasive disease, which is the most severe form of the virus. They also say the man has traveled within Illinois and several other states during his incubation period. West Nile is transmitted through the bite of a mosquito that got it from an infected bird. More information about the virus can be found by calling the West Nile hotline at 866-369-9710 from 8 to 5 on weekdays. Finally this hour, Scott Rowland returned to St. Louis yesterday to get his shoulder checked out. He received an injection to relieve inflammation and tightness in his left shoulder. The vaccine will keep him out of action for a few days, but he may return to action during the upcoming series with Atlanta. Brendan Ryan started at third base last night, and Aaron Miles is the likely backup at the position with both Rowan and Scott Spezio on the shelf. Rowan doesn't feel much pain in his shoulder, but he is reportedly concerned about his recent lack of power. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Southbound 55 from Herculane and McNutt through Route A. Look for an accident. Right lane is blocked. That's north of Route A. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Westbound 270 from West Forest and through Graham Hanley. Heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Slow traffic, especially left-hand lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for heavy volume. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic in that as you hit that intersection there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. As a result, you've got some delays there as well. Southbound 270 from 70 through Dorset, look for heavy volume. Northbound Route 3, that approach on the Poplar Street Bridge, it is starting to stack up at the top of the approach. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well across the landing into or across the bridge into the landing from the Illinois Bank. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Very heavy volume going on there as well. And eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns also. Eastbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge into the 64 merge. Look for paving operations going on. 1 to 2 lanes may be closed throughout the day. I'm sure they will be, so they're going to be causing some problems if you're leaving St. Louis City, heading east into Illinois. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. For today, look forward to partly sunny skies this morning, otherwise a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, especially this afternoon. Highs around 90 this evening, cloudy, cooler. Chance of showers throughout the evening and overnight hours with a low in the mid-60s. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Calls. Up next, it's Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown. That's on the way I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. This is AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knockdown dragouts at the board.
Welcome back to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown, and we have much business to tend to this morning. In case you haven't heard, St. Louis Police Chief Mokwa, his daughter is behind bars in a Warren County jail. She's 33 years old. Her name is Amy. 33 years old, charged with fraudulent use of a credit card, felony stealing, and possession of a controlled substance. She was found in a hotel room with three other men. Drug paraphernalia was found in her hotel room, and her 9-year-old daughter was in her hotel room with her. Now, it's so interesting. This is a interesting city that we live in. We live in a city where we've had the prosecutor in the city of St. Louis, prosecutor, arrested for prostitution. We had another prosecutor whose son doing drugs over there at CBC, DeJoyce Hayes. And we have the chief of police whose daughter is arrested
for drug use, drug paraphernalia. Her 9-year-old child is with her. Fraudulent use of a credit card. And stealing. Now, here is the thing. I wish no harm on anybody and their family. I don't. I don't wish any harm on them. I do not think that it is appropriate to celebrate harm coming to people and their children. I don't think it is cause for celebration. I do not. Here's what I do think. I think, though, that people that are in elected or appointed positions, positions of authority, positions that are about our community, I think that they should be judged when something like this happens to their children because of their ability to impact our children. What has Joe Mokwa ever said? Has Joe Mokwa ever said, a child that's arrested for drug possession, felony stealing, endangerment of their child, have they ever said, as he said about his daughter, she's troubled? Has he ever said that? I think that everybody's child deserves some compassion and understanding, not just Joe Mokwa's daughter. We'll be back. Stay with us. Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
Some roofing, I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Ryan.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. And because this is Thursday, Eye on the Lou, I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Good morning, Irene J. Smith.
Good morning, Liz, and your listening audience.
We're talking about the story of Mokwa's daughter arrested. They have a picture of her in, I'm looking at the Channel 5 website. Didn't see a picture of her in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which I thought was very interesting when we look at all of the pictures that are out there of people that look like you and me.
Yes, that's true. I mean, every time there's anything particularly regarding the African-American community or those in power, the pictures of their relatives or their pictures are in the paper.
And granted, I'm just looking at the website, but I did not see a picture of her in the website of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Perhaps it's in the printed version. Irene, I was talking, commenting on, making an observation about the words that Joe Mokwa used about that he was deeply saddened. His daughter, his 33-year-old daughter, charged in a Warrenton County jail, arrested, charged with fraudulent use of a credit card, felony stealing, and possession of a controlled substance, bond set at $15,000. Her 9-year-old daughter was in the hotel with her, along with three other men that were also arrested. He says that he was troubled. He said that he was saddened. I can empathize with those feelings.
Yeah, as a parent, certainly. Mm-hmm. I can understand him being troubled and deeply saddened. And as you pointed out, I've never seen him express those type of concerns.
I can say that I heard him once do it. I heard him once do it, and I was thinking about this on the way out. A few years back, there were a couple of stories that came out about dumpster babies that two women. One woman had 8 kids, all of them taken away from her by the welfare department. Her last baby was dumped into a dumpster. They sent 4 reporters from the Post-Dispatch. They did a story. They named the baby Nicholas because it was around Christmas time. They didn't know who the woman was. And it was a little white baby. They talked about in the Post-Dispatch, just watching his little pink chest pump up and down, gasping for air. They really cared about baby Nicholas. And remember, this is a woman who had 8 babies taken away from her previously. The last one she just put in a dumpster. Joe Mokwa said, he wasn't chief of police then. Joe Mokwa said then, she must have really been hurting to do something like this. When there was a black baby, because she was a client of mine who put her baby in the dumpster, and the same Post-Dispatch didn't send the reporters out. They found a doctor to say that she should have aborted the baby before she got here, that the people that she laid down and had sex with were animals, and she really didn't deserve to live. But we had Chief Mokwa, because a white woman, she must have been really troubled.
Well, it's no question that in this country, and race very definitely matters. It's interesting that the grandbaby, as my understanding, was found and was in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen similar circumstances
where the person has
been charged with child endangerment.
There you go.
However, in this situation, certainly anybody, parent, no parent, would be saddened by the fact of a child being arrested for drug problems, and obviously in the circumstances, she probably is troubled, and that's exactly why, knowing that, and I mean, it's been on the street for years, mm-hmm. that his daughter had a drug problem, that you would think that if he believed that his daughter was troubled, then he certainly would be, as a friend of mine said this morning, championing the cause for treatment in our community with respect to those who have drug problems. Then the flip side of it is, you know, some people, cause the other word on the street is for years that Chief Mokwa has been, and I'm saying this is the word on the street, this is not Irene J. Smith saying this because I don't factually know this, that Chief Mokwa has been involved in making sure that drugs were distributed in our community. And because of that, people are saying that this child is suffering the sins of the father. I don't know. In any case, it is a very sad situation, and maybe chickens are coming home to roost.
And,
I don't know.
And the other piece of this is that you think of what, as a daughter of the police chief, as a daughter of a person whose entire career has been with the St. Louis Police Department and a privileged life with the St. Louis Police Department. If his child is going to be subject to making bad choices, wrong choices with respect to drugs, and she had all kinds of options and all kinds of opportunities and all kinds of information that most kids don't get about that. If we can be empathetic with someone who made a bad choice despite the best information coming to us, then shouldn't we have double the amount of empathy for people that make bad choices when they have no information, no good information coming to them?
I think certainly we should, and certainly the powers that be in this city ought to be the champions of knowing, you know, drug addiction is a sickness. And it should be treated as
but
such.
But I bet, Irene, that we talk about it as a sickness now that his daughter has been arrested. Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good morning also to Attorney Irene J. Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
Oh, very blessed. Very blessed. I just wanted to bring up 2 points. While I was thinking about the chief and his difficulties with his daughter, wasn't there a young man that was on the commissioner or to be appointed to Commissioner Khatib Waheed?
That's right.
His son had some difficulties, and they refused to seat him as a commissioner?
That's right.
And then there's the children question. There was some children playing in a car. The car had been on the block a long time, and the children been playing in and out of the car. Wasn't some mothers arrested because they were at work?
They were just savaged in the media. Savaged because the babies died. The babies played in the car, got caught in the car, and they died. And the mothers were savaged because they were at work. That's right. Let's see if the same savagery goes out to Chief Mokwa's daughter. You are absolutely right.
It is difficult here in St. Louis. It's very difficult.
It's an amazing place.
And again, you
Thank
have a
you
situation
so
where here she is with drugs and these other three men. They don't give much, very much detail about that. Daughter's there with her.
Nine-year-old daughter
is there with her. No discussion about that.
And they, wait a minute, they called Mokwa and he got to come pick up his grandbaby.
Mm.
No, and here's the thing, like you said, the mother was not charged with child endangerment. You're in a hotel room with your 9-year-old baby, drug paraphernalia all around, mama charged with stealing, mama charged with fraudulent use of a credit card, felony stealing, and possession of controlled substance, and arrested, bond set, and she's not charged with endangering a child.
And as a defense attorney, I have to say allegedly.
Okay, fine. Fine. Fact of the matter, she's arrested. If anything, anything, with respect to with whether you get charged with child endangerment, you don't need a conviction. You don't need a conviction.
That's absolutely correct.
It's child endangerment, and she could have been charged with it, and they chose not to. My name is Liz Brown. We'll get back to some more of your calls. This is I on Zulu. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Southbound 55 from Herculane and McNutt through Route A. An accident right lane's blocked as north of Route A. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from West Florissant into Graham Hanley. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split is a slowdown there, too. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for delays. Southbound 270 at 70 in Dorset, look for heavy volume as well. Traffic's building northbound on Illinois Route 3, that ramp on the bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing, but don't expect a whole lot of speed there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, heavy volume as well. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for the normal slowdowns. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. And eastbound 70 approaching 270 all the way through St. Charles Rock Road, heavy volume consequently as well. Also, one more side note, eastbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge all the way to 64. Look for paving operations having one to two lanes closed throughout the day. It's going to cause some problems if you're heading east from the city. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. For today, look forward to partly sunny skies, chance of showers this afternoon as well as this morning. Highs around 90 this evening, cloudy, cooler, chance of showers throughout the evening and overnight hours with a low in the mid-60s. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, mostly clear, low around 60. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny both days with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees, cloudy skies, and Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I on the Lou with Irene J. Smith, and Liz Brown is on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. This is AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension.
Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. I'm here with Irene J. Smith, and we're talking about Chief Mokwa's daughter being arrested for drug paraphernalia possession, fraudulent use of a credit card, felony stealing. Her 9-year-old daughter was found in a hotel room with her in Warrenton, Missouri. She's behind bars with a $15,000 bond being set, having been set. And just talking about how chickens coming home to roost. Is this about the revelation of how certain people are treated a certain way because of something like skin color? Mary, good morning.
Yes, I'd like to mention this. Can you imagine how the story would be going if this had been Sherman George's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
And this, we would have it all over the headline.
It would have been on the
papers.
Front page. It would have been on the front page.
And he wouldn't have even been. They would be trying to take his job.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
That's right. I mean, and Irene, that's a good point, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Very definitely. And Chief Sherman George is not the chief law enforcement officer for the
Fact.
City of St. Louis.
Fact. Fact.
Chief Mokwa has that position.
And remember, I was musing as we started the show about, what is it? Is there something in the water? We have prosecutors, former prosecutors, what's his name, and prostitutes.
George Peach. And it's interesting, George Peach, and I was talking about this with one of the judges when that was going on. I mean, he had came down hard.
Mm-hmm.
About pornography.
That's right.
And raiding the pornography places and things of that nature.
He made it a cornerstone of his administration that he enhanced the crimes. He focused on the very crime that he was indulging in.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like the Republican from Louisiana, family values, but dial up a prostitute.
Well, not just any prostitute, an expensive prostitute, the
Washington madame.
There you go. And then let's talk again.
I'm not no cheap one.
Okay, there you go. Okay, and let's continue with the thing about something in the water, D. Joyce Hayes and her son. So, doing drugs right there at CBC. And we don't see...
Not just doing, selling.
Selling, okay? Dealing drugs at CBC. So
unfortunate situation, but nonetheless happening.
I guess the question is how do they tell this story? Do they tell this story because the caller called a few minutes ago brought up a good point. Khatib Waheed was deemed unfit to serve as a member of the police board because of something that his son did. So, okay, cool, got that. So now is Chief Mokwa unfit to serve as police chief because of something his daughter has done, has been involved in? I mean, isn't that a fair question, Irene?
Yeah, it's a fair question for those who follow that rationale,
You're on the Eye on the Lou.
Leah, how you doing this morning? Vader here. How you doing, Miss Smith?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
All right. Before I get started, I just want to say this is the most important radio show for black people in this town. Let's get that straight first.
All right now.
Liz, I was just thinking, remember we had Chief Henson and we had Chief Harmon,
mm-hmm.
and this was their daughters or son.
And we don't have to go to say if they were, because look at what happened with Khatib Waheed.
Mm-hmm.
That he was deemed unfit. There was a question of his suitability.
And that was not too long ago.
That was a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago. So if he is unfit to serve in that capacity, then how is Chief Mokwa fit to serve if this is what his daughter does?
And also, where is Mayor Slay at? Because I guarantee you, if this was a black chief or something, Slay with his favorite slaying, this is a damn shame. Now, where is it at?
Well,
that we have here. And Slay is another bad person. I wouldn't be surprised if some dirt come out on him. You have a good day.
Take care of yourself.
And he is a devil.
Take care of yourself.
You know, the thing of it is that none of our families we're not insulated from any of the so-called ills of society, and they impact all of us. Chief Mokwa, obviously, if the allegations about his daughter are true, obviously has someone in his family that has drug problems. Same thing with respect to Mayor Slay. You know, he also has individuals in his families who are criminals and who have drug problems. And that's the fact of the matter. And you would think that those individuals would then be championing the cause for treatment for individuals who have drug problems.
There you go.
And dealing.
And instead of using words like, well, what was the word that he used with Jeremy's case when he first heard about the case, that he was good for it? What did he say? What did Mokwa say? Something to the effect of. Well, I mean, there was an understanding that this
it was a justified shooting.
It was a justified shooting without knowing the facts. He came down and said that was justified. And he in other words, that Jeremy had committed a crime and that therefore the police actions were justified. Well, here, what did he do? He calls it a something. He gives the impression that this is something that we should be troubled by. This is something that we should have compassion with. I believe that we should have compassion with everything, because we are better off as a society having compassion than rage and anger and fury.
Yeah, and I certainly have compassion for any parent and her as a mother who has got herself caught up in drugs. But I equally have compassion for the countless young people who happen to be the color that I am, who are caught up in this same cycle.
And I just got—I heard this ringing while we were on the air. My texting is blowing up here. I get a text from a friend of mine. Didn't a police board member have to step down due to his son's drug use a couple of years ago? Yes, he did. We've been talking about that. We're talking about Khatib Waheed. Absolutely. Everybody's on it, Joe.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Yeah,
I'm here with Irene J. Smith.
I just don't want Miss Smith also. Chief Henderson, You know, he went to, when he was chief, this would have happened to him, you know, the city of St. Louis would be rocking and rolling now. You know what I'm saying?
No, it would be blowing up on all right. channels. Mike also, Owens would be camping outside his house. And would be going to get comments from every individual that could say anything to slam him.
I disagree because if this had been Chief Henderson's daughter, she wouldn't have been able to be out there that long on drugs, okay? They would have got her when she was 16. And she would have, you know what I mean? She wouldn't have had to have been arrested in a hotel room. There would have been somebody that would have got her a long time ago.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, this guy ain't no telling how many youngsters that he been threw away because of one little piece. Well, we know, we know what he been doing a long time in our neighborhood. Thank you, ladies.
All right, thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Good morning.
Even though I live out of East St. Louis, I kind of noticed that justice isn't always equal down here.
Keep going, Michael.
If justice was equal, the sword would cut both ways and out equally. And I don't see that around in this particular area.
All right, now, thanks for your call, Michael. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, Irene, this would be a whole different story.
There's no doubt about it. It's not on the front page of the Post.
No, it's not. Well, I'm going to go grab a Post.
Or the front page of the Metro section.
Yeah, there you go. And with a big old picture of his daughter. A big old picture of his daughter and a tisk, tisk, tisk and an energy of, you know, is he fit to serve? Can he serve? Does he have a conflict of interest? I mean, we have to be a police. We have to live in a city where our prosecutors get arrested for prostitution. Our prosecutors' sons deal drugs out at their high school. Our chief of police and prosecuting attorneys say that they can't find a crime with police officers stealing World Series tickets. And our chief of police daughter is dueling drugs, child endangerment, all this kind of stuff. Hello, welcome to St. Louis. We'll be back. I am the Lou.
Pathetic.
To visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right. Wonderful sale. Are you ready? Fasten your seatbelts. Fasten your seatbelts. An amazing sale going on at Sears as we speak. 20% off of every item. Sale item, every item. 20% off. 20% off. Look, it doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't. You know what? Listen to the rest of the show, then get on over to Sears. And or if you're traveling, keep your radio on, ride on over to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. 20% off. Oh, my God. You can't find that deal at any Sears anywhere in the state of Missouri. Get on down to Sears right now. 20% off, 20% off, 20% off. Sale items? Oh, my God. It doesn't get any better. Tell them I told you to.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save money on gas and help the environment. That's why you want to know about the EPA's smart driving tips. Tips that could give you more miles per gallon of gas and reduce air pollution. Like making sure your tires are properly inflated. And replacing your air filter regularly. Where possible, accelerate, and brake slowly.
Slowly.
And did you know that for every 5 miles you go over 65 miles per hour, it's like spending about 20 cents more per gallon of gas? Also, if you're shopping for a new car, look for the SmartWay certification mark to help you choose the cleanest, most efficient vehicle that meets your needs. If we each adopt just one of these tips, we'd get more miles for our money and breathe a little easier. For more tips and to compare cleaner, more efficient vehicles, visit epa.gov/smartway.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. And Irene, you know, looking at the paper, went down and grabbed the paper today to see if how the story of Mokwa's daughter is being played out in the paper. And it's interesting. There is a picture of her. You know, there is a picture of her. It's on the front page of the Metro section. But here is the interesting thing about it. It's not at the top of the fold of the Metro section. It's the lower bottom part of the fold. It's a small story. It doesn't go to. They don't even have a jump page to this. They put the entire story right here, so they don't. You don't have to turn the page to read more about this story.
It's in the right hand side.
And it's on the right. And it's on the right hand side of the paper. So what is interesting is that then there's another story. There's another story on the front page of the paper that speaks to the foulness of this city. And which story is a bigger, which one, shouldn't this be on the front page of the Post-Dispatch? The chief of police daughter is arrested for, she has also has misdemeanor resisting arrest charges too. And this story is not on the front page of the paper that the chief of police of a city the size of St. Louis daughter's arrested. It's not on the front page, but this other story is. Tell us about this other story.
The mayor refusing to make Ike Turner Day on, what is it, September the 2nd.
Ike Turner of Tina, Ike and Tina.
Of Ike and Tina Turner to make, refusing. So it says Mayor Snobs rejects Ike Turner Day.
Because?
Amid complaints that that he beat his ex-wife, Tina.
And that's something. So that, I mean, that's the story that's on the front page, that Francis Slay snubs Ike Turner. Let's talk about that for a second. So Francis Slay doesn't want to, the city associated with anybody that was, that, was Ike Turner charged with the crime of beating Tina?
I have no idea.
You know, I mean, he watched the movie, What's Love Got to Do with It, and Lawrence Fishburne beat Angela Bassett, and Francis Slay says that we don't want the city associated, with that. Okay, so then what should we do about Chief Mokwa and his daughter?
I guess he'll be calling for the chief. I mean, if the allegations are true, I guess he'll be calling for the chief to step down.
Well, if Ike Turner wasn't charged and convicted, you don't have to be. We have a charge here, so that should be good enough. That should be good enough.
There's a difference.
Yeah, I don't know. Kenneth.
Yes, Liz, I love you. Yesterday I was looking at the news, and I heard a clip of what you talk about. I'm so glad I turned you on this morning, and I heard something about a crime with somebody's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking since 5 o'clock news to now, and something told me to turn on your station, and now I found out it's the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
He is a crook and a criminal. I know that personally, and it's like you said.
Are you talking about drug dealing?
No, nothing. And I was listening, and I'm saying, oh, that's who they talking about.
Well, and I'm looking at the sports section, a section that I normally don't look at. I'm looking at the story of a stamped as a suspect in a sexual assault case. We have a black guy in the same place where Chief Mokwa's daughter's picture is. It's a bigger picture, and it's a jump story. So they have a whole lot to say about some football player that's charged with rape, but more than they have to do with St. Louis police chief's daughter being arrested.
And like you said,
if it was a what color is it?
Yeah.
It would be front page news. Every news station in this city,
they would have T-shirts.
Would have led the story off.
They would have T-shirts. And let's ask this question: what is the Police Officers Association going to say about this?
Nothing.
You think that they're going to say that Mokwa should step down?
They
should.
You
think?
Yeah,
no, they're not. Yeah, no, they're not.
But I thank you, Liz, because I got this channel on too now, because that's the only station that's got the news on. I was trying to find out. Who is this person?
Now
we find out.
No, they didn't mention it on the channel.
So you found out, Kenneth, you found out two things. You found out I need to be listening to the wake-up call.
And
I understand, but that's where you're going to get your information from.
Yeah,
you know that you ain't
going
to. All right, now.
Find out who it was.
Are you clear?
Daughter it was.
Are you clear?
And we don't know what we do without you, Liz.
Take care of yourself.
And you have a great day.
Take care of yourself. Bill.
Yes, my comment is about what you all were talking about 10 minutes ago, about the indiscretions of the people that are in charge down there. What was the situation with the guy that lived over on Lindo and had the woman hiding in the bushes and the police came by there?
I forgot about that case.
Said, you all probably have forgotten. Now, that's the one that really befuddles. You know, it doesn't befuddle me. But we lost the black police chief.
Another member of
Wayman
the police,
Smith.
Wayman Smith.
Exactly.
Wayman Smith.
And they set it up. They set the stage up. They set the commissioner's meeting up. They set the chief up coming in to see how he was investigating this, the whole nine yards. And they followed up on the story. And it was, and I guess, I believe if we go back,
mm-hmm.
we will see that it wasn't just a small story on the metro section of the paper, as I believe it was above the fold, and it was a large story.
And you know what is so interesting is that normally, you know, you look at stories that are written in the Post-Dispatch, you have a byline, Christopher Byers, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Vile Gregorian Post-Dispatch. The story about Mokwa, ain't nobody's name attached to it. It says from staff reports. From staff reports. What? People scared to put their name on it? Apparently so.
I guess the question is whether or not tomorrow, whether we will see a follow-up story in the Post with more detail about the allegations against Mokwa's daughter.
Because, Irene, as we started talking about earlier this morning, you said a word on the street out there is this is a child that has had drug issues for a long time. So a good reporter out there, Bill Bryant, for example, the crime reporter, he could go out there and find some folks. Tim Bryant. Bill Bryant.
Bill Bryant,
yeah,
mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, he could find some folks out there to talk about this. He could find some folks if they wanted to do some stories about this.
there's going to be, I mean, if you have, if reporters in this town are strong enough, there's a deeper story
here.
Yes, there is.
Irene J. Smith, we have a wonderful show coming up next week. We're going to crunch the numbers. We're going to crunch the numbers of campaign finance reports that have come out. We're going to crunch the numbers. Take a look at some stuff.
Very revealing.
Yes, it will be. And Irene J. Smith, thank you so much. See you, talk to you next week. International Urban Institute this Saturday
is sponsoring informational for people in the St. Louis public school system, and particularly retirees. What's going on with your pension fund?
$64 million missing. You need
That's
to come
what
on
they
down.
Say.
Come on down at 9:30 at 1020 North Taylor International Urban Institute. A pension information. If you have a pension, if someone you love and are counting on as a pension, you need to be.
And it's not just teachers.
Yes.
Teachers, janitors, secretaries, clerks, anybody
Everybody.
Who works for the St. Louis public school.
Either.
Who are retired and not retired, because if you're vested in that pension fund, your money may be at stake.
We're taking a break. Stay with us.
You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. New York is breathing a sigh of relief a day after a steam pipe explosion that rocked Midtown at rush hour and evoked fears of a terror attack. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there.
A 24-inch steam pipe built in the 1920s burst, and the geyser of steam that shot through the air rivaled the skyscrapers in height. The explosion left a crater in Lexington Avenue in Midtown Manhattan and scattered debris.
There is no reason whatsoever to believe that there is anything involved with terrorism or criminality.
Terrorism was the first thought of thousands of New Yorkers who mobbed the streets, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg blamed a failure of city infrastructure. One person died of cardiac arrest. About two dozen others were injured. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A briefing from commanders on the ground live from Iraq is on tap for about 200 members of Congress at the Pentagon today as they connect via video conferencing. The top American ambassador in Iraq will use a similar technique to testify at a Senate hearing from Baghdad. He'll be talking about the impact of the troop surge. Former President Bill Clinton says he doesn't have high hopes for it.
There is no military victory here, and there's no evidence that whether we have a good or a bad day in a particular community or region in Iraq, that we have either the political reconciliation process within the country working or any diplomatic process that's got a chance to help with the neighbors.
President Bush travels to Tennessee today. ABC's Ann Compton says he'll be focusing on domestic issues.
He's won the battle, but not yet the war, over the mandate to order combat troops home by next April. The president tries to leave the issue of Iraq at home, heading south to talk up the economy in Nashville. President Bush is touring a successful bakery which churns out buns for fast food chains.
Ugly Betty and a Desperate Housewife are among the Emmy nominees just announced in Hollywood. America Ferrera and Felicity Huffman are up for Best Actress in a Comedy. Nominees for Best Drama include Grey's Anatomy and Heroes. This is ABC News.
Taking care of
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine.
shake.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shake.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please.
Barry Bonds is poised to break a home run record, but alleged steroid use has some crying foul. ABC's Alex Stone has one fan's reaction.
Rob Garibaldi idolized Barry Bonds. His mom, Denise, says Bonds was his hero.
Rob at the time was more or less built the way Barry was built when Barry was a younger man.
Rob played high school and college ball, but could not get big enough. So he took steroids and became depressed.
Rob said, this is something I need to do. This is something all players do.
Rob killed himself in 2002. Steroids were blamed. Mrs. Garibaldi says his suicide was caused by his desire to be like his hero. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Everything's getting more expensive for Americans overseas because of the falling dollar. Even space tourism, the exchange rate has made the price of a trip to the International Space Station skyrocket from $25 million this year to up to $35 or $40 million for trips planned in 2008 and 2009. I'm Karen Chase. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Packer Franzmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, water main breaks caused problems in St. Charles earlier this week. Two water main breaks in a 24-hour period caused two blocks on Main Street and several government buildings to shut down. A main near Lindenwood University broke on Tuesday afternoon and caused a partial shutdown of the campus, but normal water service was quickly restored. Early yesterday morning, another main broke, causing water to flow all over the street for most of the day. City officials are still assessing the economic and physical costs. Two St. Louis boys are accused of throwing rocks at hippos in the Kansas City Zoo. The zoo plans to press charges against the 14-year-old boys who allegedly climbed into the hippo exhibit on Monday. Zoo officials say a witness spotted the boys as the hippos became angry and charged them. The boys were not injured and had escaped the hippo enclosure, but were caught by the guards when they tried to run away. Finally this hour, Jim Edmonds may be returning to action soon. The Cardinal outfielder has reportedly told manager Tony La Russa that he's ready to play. La Russa says Edmonds will have to pass a conditioning test before they activate him from the disabled list. Edmonds has been out of action since mid-June with back problems, which limited his effectiveness in the early part of the season. La Russa says it's possible that Edmonds will be back on the field before the end of the current road trip. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 44 from Lewis through Antire. Look for slow traffic due to a vehicle on fire west of Antire Road. It's causing some slowdowns there. Southbound 55 from Herculane and McNutt through Route A. That accident's been cleared. Look for traffic to start to ease up now. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley. Look for heavy volume still this morning. Northbound 55 from Reeves Barracks through Union. Look for slow traffic there as well. That's due to an accident at Union. 70 eastbound from Highway 79 through Mid Rivers Mall. Look for a disabled vehicle that's right lane is blocked. That's before Mid Rivers Mall. Look for stop and go traffic there. Heavy volume southbound 270 from 70 through Dorset Road. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Maryville Center. Look for very heavy traffic there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slow traffic around the exchanges there. Northbound 270 at 70. You've got some slowdowns at that exchange. And eastbound 70 from K through T.R. Hughes. It's a mess out there. And then again from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, all the way into 64 on the east side. Look for one and two lanes will be closed throughout the day due to paving operations. It's going to cause some tie-ups if you're trying to leave the city and head east. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. tomorrow and weekend, excuse me. Partly sunny today, chance of showers throughout the day with a high around 90. This evening, cooler, cloudy, chance of showers throughout the evening and overnight hours, lows in the mid-60s. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. Saturday and Sunday should be beautiful, mostly sunny Saturday with a high in the mid-80s. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 80 as well under overcast skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. It's Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers and Liz Brown. It's on the way. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. It's Thursday at 8 o'clock. That means that it is time for Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and to your listening audience.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Very good. It's an amazing. We were talking off the air about the segue into this hour's conversation. The story that's in the Metro section of today's post that has hit a couple of the news stations, but not really as much as you would think, the story of the chief of police daughter being arrested for drug paraphernalia, felony stealing, felony fraudulent use of a credit card. She had a 9-year-old child with her. She's also charged with misdemeanor resisting arrest. And the response to the fact that, and this is the same chief of police that could find no crime with police officers stealing World Series tickets, and a circuit attorney that could find no crime in police officers stealing World Series tickets. Talk to us about why this story is such a good segue into the conversation we're going to have this hour.
It's a good segue, Liz, because I think what you and Irene Jay talked about was that no one wishes harm on anybody in terms of what happens to a family member. But here we have a system, and we're talking particularly about the St. Louis criminal justice system in St. Louis, who is so rife with corruption and racism that they're incapable of meeting out any kind of justice. And when you have those folks who are supposed to be the law enforcement, who enforces the laws of this city and of the state, and they get a pass for doing crimes, or they get a pass for not meeting out justice for other citizens, it just validates that there needs to be an independent commission that's really going to oversee these high-profile cases. And when it comes to them investigating themselves, as the circuit attorney team did with the Larry Griffith case, I mean, most people said they were not surprised with the outcomes of that investigation. And so
it's like, we can see no evil if it's about us.
Exactly.
We can see no evil if it's about us. Here we have a circuit attorney who could not find a crime when police officers were caught at World Series games. Tickets were used at World Series games, a brand new stadium that has cameras at every corner. You couldn't find any crime to charge them with, and when you look at the Larry Griffin case, you couldn't find any crime either.
Right. Now here's
the because in finding a crime, you would be finding the same folks guilty that you would have been finding guilty in the World Series case if you had followed the law.
So if you have police officers who feel free to go to an evidence room, take evidence out and utilize it.
Hand it out to friends and families.
Then you know that this is not an isolated incident. This is a routine thing that folks feel comfortable with doing just by the nature of the way that office operates.
So then the question arises, Jamala, is a circuit attorney's office who could see no crime in the stealing of World Series tickets, are they capable of fully, fairly, and accurately assessing and coming to a legitimate legal decision on the Larry Griffin case? And the answer obviously is no.
No, absolutely no. Absolutely no.
We'll be back to talk with Professor Sam Gross. He's a law professor at the University of Michigan, joining us from Ann Arbor. Very, very, very much involved in the Larry Griffin case, and you'll find out how if you stay with us, when you stay with us. We'll be back. Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
Knowledgeable gardeners to volunteer their time and talents at the Kemper Center for Home Gardening. Whether a current or retired professional horticulturalist, master gardener, or experienced amateur gardener, you can put your expertise to work as a plant doctor. Shifts are available at the plant doctor desk inside the Kemper Center. Daily shifts are available Monday through Saturday from 10 to 3. For more information, call 314-577-5187. News to gardeners from Radio Free St. Louis.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How dare you create an argument for public health that exempts the casinos? You wouldn't do that. If we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis, would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers, and we're talking about the Larry Griffin case. We're talking about justice in St. Louis. We're talking about the Circuit Attorney's Office. And our guest this hour is Professor Sam Gross. He's a law professor at the University of Michigan. He's joining us from Ann Arbor. And Jamala, he was intricately involved in this Larry Griffin's case, right?
Exactly. The law school, along with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, did that investigation and turned it over to the Circuit Attorney's Office, who, you know, ultimately agreed to reopen the case. So it was really historic, and people have been waiting for 2 years for the conclusion, because it was the first time ever that a death penalty case had been reopened in this fashion, and so there were a lot of eyes on D. Joyce Hayes in terms of what she would do under these circumstances.
All right, well, let's get to Professor Sam Gross. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
And I'm here with Jamala Rogers.
Hi, how you Jamala. Doing, Sam?
And let's talk about how the University of Michigan got involved in this case. Professor, could you walk us through that quickly?
Sure. Well, the University of Michigan was not itself involved. I worked on this case as a cooperating lawyer for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, and also with the help of a law firm in Chicago, the law firm of Mayer and Brown. My day job is as a law professor at the University of Michigan, but the project here was that of the Legal Defense Fund.
Very good. And so why did you personally get involved in this? Why did you decide to take your time and to work with the NAACP on this case?
I've worked with the Legal Defense, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund for decades on a variety of issues having to do with racial discrimination in particular and the death penalty. And I have also in the past couple of decades been working on problems of false convictions. And this was an opportunity to try to be personally involved in an investigation and learn what it would take to try to determine whether someone who had been convicted of a very serious crime, a murder, and in this case also executed years ago, 24 years when we got involved, what it would take to determine whether, in fact, he was innocent. Because of the involvement of Mayor Brown, it was possible to do this in a quite thorough way. And I was very privileged to be able to participate.
So what were some of the items or the issues that were just significant for you about the question of innocence in the Larry Griffin case?
This is a case which many people had wondered about for a long time, because the case against Larry Griffin turned entirely on the testimony of a single eyewitness, a man by the name of Robert Fitzgerald, who himself was very suspicious. He was a career criminal who was in St. Louis under the Federal Witness Protection Program, and he claimed to see what happened in the drive-by shooting in which a young drug dealer by the name of Quentin Moss was killed, and for which Larry Griffin was ultimately convicted and executed. A lot of people wondered about his testimony, whether he should be believed, whether he could have seen what he saw, etc.
And there's no physical evidence. There's nothing but this statement.
But there was no physical evidence that connected Larry Griffin to the crime. There was physical evidence. They found the murder weapons. They found the car from which Mr. Moss had been shot. But no physical evidence connecting Larry Griffin to the case. There was a motive that everybody knew about, because Quentin Moss was believed to have been the person who killed Larry Griffin's older brother, Dennis Griffin, who was himself murdered about 6 months earlier. As a result, he was a logical suspect. So were various other members of the Griffin family and other people who were involved in the drug trade, because Dennis Griffin had been a very important drug dealer at the time, and there's every reason to believe that his killing was part of the drug wars that were going on then. But there was no evidence beyond, no direct evidence of any sort beyond Mr. Fitzgerald's testimony.
So we have this one person who is in the witness protection program.
Right.
He is the key witness to this case.
Correct.
From the perspective of the prosecutor. Okay, so that's not unusual. Snitches are used all
right.
the time in cases. What made this one stand out?
What made it stand out was that a lot of people in the community always believed and said that Larry Griffin was innocent, and there were people who were coming forward who were saying we know he was innocent. And ultimately, before he was executed in a federal court hearing, Mr. Fitzgerald testified and did not retract his identification by any means, but talked about the circumstances under which he had identified Larry Griffin, and it began to sound somewhat shakier. But I will tell you, when I got involved in this investigation, it was an open question. We do not represent the Griffin family, and certainly not Larry Griffin, who was executed 12 years ago. This was an investigation by the Legal Defense Fund to find out what happened and explore what it would take to determine whether Larry Griffin was guilty or innocent and what the response to that would be. Along the way, we started finding much stronger evidence that he was innocent than had been known about before.
Now, did Larry Griffin confess to this?
No. He always denied his participation.
He always said he was innocent,
right up to his dying day.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. But he was innocent of this crime. He was also in prison for another homicide for which he pled guilty, a second-degree murder that he received a 20-year term for. I don't want to give you the misimpression that Larry Griffin was an angel, by no means. But there's every reason to believe that he didn't do this murder and wasn't guilty of capital murder.
And we have to remind ourselves that he was executed.
That's correct.
This is someone that was executed.
He was put to death.
That's right. So we have to take a break here. We're talking to Professor Sam Gross, law professor at the University of Michigan. We're talking about the Larry Griffin case. We're talking about the decision coming out of the circuit attorney's office that, no harm, no foul, he was guilty. We're going to talk some more with Professor Sam Gross and, of course, with Jamal Rogers when we come back. My name is Liz Brown. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Northbound 270 at 44 through Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic. There's an accident. Two right lanes are blocked as north of 44. Expect delays. Northbound 55 from Revis Barracks through Union, there's an accident near Union. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham and Hanley. Very heavy volume up in North County. Clarkson and Baxter, there's a report of an accident. 5570 westbound from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns, especially around the left-hand lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through T.R. Hughes, look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 at 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for delays. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Maryville Center, look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 70 from 79 through Mid Rivers, look for it as incidents been cleared. It's around the Mid Rivers Mall Drive exit and traffic starting to ease up. Northbound 55, that accident at Union has now been cleared and traffic starting to ease. And eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street Bridge all the way into the 64 exchange over on the east side. Look for paving operations causing a great deal of tie-ups. You're down to one or two lanes, maybe closed periodically, so just watch what's going on and give yourself a break. That's a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. For today, partly sunny, chance of showers throughout the day and the afternoon with a high around 90 this evening. Mostly cloudy, cooler with a chance of showers in the evening and overnight hours with a low in the mid-60s. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. Should be beautiful. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 81 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Fields reporting 80 and overcast skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Jamal Rogers and Liz Brown. Justice for Reggie, that's on the way. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. Up next, more with Liz. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interests? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Justice for Reggie Thursday. Before we continue with our conversation with Professor Sam Gross, law professor at the University of Michigan and joining us from Ann Arbor, I want to thank our sponsors of Justice for Reggie, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward. We appreciate your financial support for this show. And as always, I am joined by Jamala Rogers, and we're talking about the Larry Griffin case. And, Professor, we want to talk, we want to move on to the decision made here by the circuit attorney that no harm, no foul, that the execution of Larry Griffin was based on the evidence. What were the conclusions that were drawn by Jennifer Joyce that contradict your report and that you take issue with?
I'd be happy to talk about it. I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you in about 10 minutes. I have to be someplace. But let me try to tell you what I can about the report. The circuit attorney spent 2 years on this and did a very extensive investigation. In fact, a much more thorough investigation than was done before the trial that led to the execution of Larry Griffin. And they talked to many people and did a number of things, one of which was basically to review all the witnesses that we had spoken to and conclude that though they were not credible. We could get back to that, but that has been covered extensively in the original description of this case 2 years ago, and I disagree with their conclusions on that. But I want to get to the new information that they came up with, which I think is really more important. They uncovered for the first time two major things about the witness that we've just been discussing, Robert Fitzgerald, the only eyewitness, the person who said that he saw Larry Griffin and that, at the scene of the crime, and that Larry Griffin was one of the shooters who killed Quentin Moss. And the two things are this. First, if Robert Fitzgerald did lie, why would he do it? What would his motive be? Well, we found out what his motive might be. We always knew that he was charged with fraud, with felony credit card fraud in St. Louis. He pled guilty to that and was released, was sentenced and then released the day after Larry Griffin was convicted. What we didn't know is that from September of 1980, which was several months after the shooting, until May of 1981, which was 1 month before Larry Griffin's trial, Mr. Fitzgerald was also charged with much more serious crimes in St. Louis, with robbery, burglary, and first-degree assault, violent crimes, for which he could have been sent to prison, possibly for the rest of his life. And that he claimed that he was misidentified, that his picture had been picked out by mistake by one of the victims, and that he was actually in Florida at the time. The prosecutors and the police went to great lengths to clear him of this crime. They talked to witnesses in Florida. They talked to the police sergeant in Boston who was in charge of his case there. They gave him a lie detector test. And they finally concluded after he had given testimony about Larry Griffin in the deposition, that the charges should be dropped. That was the end of that. The circuit attorney concludes that because he was innocent of those serious crimes, he had no motive to please the prosecution by doing things that would help their case. I think that, of course, is nonsense. Even if he was innocent, and let's assume he was, we don't actually know what the evidence against him was because we're not told, but assuming he was innocent of those serious crimes, I think he would have a very strong motive to make sure that the police and the prosecutors did all this extraordinary work to clear him, because otherwise he might go back to prison where he might be extremely unpopular since he was a known snitch. What's more, this information about the other charges that were pending against him and about all the work that the prosecutors and police did to clear him of those charges was never made known at trial. The jury never got to find out about his real relationship to the prosecution and take that into account in judging his credibility. So that's one big item. The second is that Fitzgerald testified that he had gone to the scene of the crime with an African-American friend by the name of Carl. Fitzgerald was white. He died before we managed to talk to him in 2004. And the crime took place in a entirely African-American neighborhood, a very high crime, drug, and prostitution neighborhood of St. Louis. Fitzgerald said he went there with Carl, whose last name we never found out at trial and never showed up beyond those references to him in the police reports or in any other part of the trial proceeding. And it turns out that one of the prosecutors always knew who Carl was, but never told this to the attorney the prosecutor who actually tried the case, that Carl was never interviewed in connection with the case and certainly never testified. They've interviewed him now, and I've read the interview. And Carl, whose name we don't know, whom we haven't had a chance to talk to, he claims that he's still afraid for his safety, which could be true. Carl does confirm that Fitzgerald was there at the scene of the crime, that he drove there with Carl, which we thought may not have been true. We didn't know this information, but which was not, in fact, an issue at trial. Other than that, Carl shows unmistakably that Robert Fitzgerald perjured himself at Larry Griffin's trial.
Mm.
Fitzgerald said they went there with Carl's daughter. Carl himself says they went there with Carl's son. Fitzgerald said they just happened to be going by there when the car broke down. Carl says, much more plausibly, they went there to buy drugs. And they did buy drugs. Fitzgerald said he wasn't using drugs at that time. Carl says, we bought drugs and used them together. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Fitzgerald said he had never seen Quentin Moss before. Carl said they'd bought drugs from him before, and on and on. I mean, so if Carl had actually been present at trial, he would have found out that
Fitzgerald
was a liar and a drug user at the time. And maybe other details about the case that Carl says he doesn't know what Fitzgerald saw, and he couldn't tell. And at one point he seems to say, I'm not sure how he could have seen what he said he saw, but that's not clear, and we haven't had a chance to talk to him. But the main thing that shows up is between these two items that the prosecutor finds and reveals to us for the first time, that Fitzgerald had a very strong motive to lie in order to please the prosecution because they were helping keep him out of prison, and that Fitzgerald did lie, that he committed perjury under oath at Larry Griffin's trial, and that Carl would have established that. The circuit attorney says, but now that we know these facts, we have stronger evidence of Larry Griffin's guilt and much less reason to worry about the possibility that an innocent man was convicted and executed than we did before, which strikes me as bizarre. you find and reveal, because these facts were known, not to everybody, but to some people on the prosecution and police side, back in 1981, you find and reveal these new facts, which are new causes for doubt, then conclude that just makes everything better rather than worse. And I am absolutely mystified. So my conclusion is they did a thorough investigation, they gathered new important information, but their evaluation of it, is another matter entirely. Their evaluation of it is the opposite of what I think a open-minded, neutral evaluator would say.
And so where do we go from here, Professor?
I don't know. There is no legal procedure for dealing with a case like this. The prosecution claims that they're still interested in other possible suspects in the case, and there are inevitably other people who could be responsible for this murder because there were at least three people involved. I don't know whether they'll pursue anything. The case is closed as far as Larry Griffin is concerned. He has been executed. What this really means to me and to the Legal Defense Fund is that what we need is some different institution, some neutral body, a court of inquiry, an innocence commission, something that is outside the system to evaluate cases like this. The unusual cases where very strong evidence of innocence comes up after the fact, because the only procedure now is to have that go back to the very office that did the original investigation, which is what we asked for in this case. And that's not the best way to do an investigation. It's not the way to get a fair, open-minded evaluation, even if the investigation is done thoroughly, because they're investigating themselves, and they're bound to be biased.
And we're going to have to let you go. Professor Sam Gross, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Justice for Reggie.
Very good talking to you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back with Jamala Rogers. We have much business to tend to. Stay with us. Lord. Travel all the way to
to the mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else indeed. Come on, there's an incredible sale going on right now. 20% off, 20% off, 20% off. Did I say 20% off? 20% off of everything. Sale prices, 20% off of sale prices. You can't find that deal at any Sears, anywhere in St. Louis, anywhere in the state of Missouri. 20% off. Get down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Union and Natural Bridge. You better get your shop on. Finish listening to the show, then go down to Sears and get your shop on. Come on. 20% off of everything, including sale items. Doesn't get any better. I'll be back.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Attention, attention. Calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Justice for Reggie Thursday. This is a feature of the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, And before we get back to our discussion, I want to give you a heads up on what's happening in the next hour. We're going to be talking about the nomination of the Bush administration to the Surgeon General's position. Not too long ago, a former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Richard Carmoni, told a congressional panel that top Bush administration officials repeatedly tried to suppress important public health reports. Now we have the guy that's that Bush wants to appoint has talked about people being gay as a mental illness. We're going to be talking to the members of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. They are in opposition to this Halsinger nomination. This is an important story and a revealing story about this administration. You don't want to miss it. That's in the next hour. Again, I'm talking to Jamala Rogers. We're talking about the Larry Griffin case, and we're talking about the conclusions that were drawn
the
by
mystifying conclusion mystifying, the mystifying conclusion
conclusions drawn by Jennifer Joyce's office. But in some respects and in all fairness to Jennifer, it's not mystifying, it's consistent.
It's very consistent, and I think that's why some people were not exactly surprised by the outcome, because for it to have been anything else, I don't know, that office over there probably would have exploded. But you know, when you go to a family who was waiting for the vindication of a loved one, when I had to look in the eyes of 88-year-old Miss Mayetta, Larry Griffith's mother, as she's crying about this report, I mean, it really doesn't make any difference about how much you know in terms of the corruption of those offices. This woman wanted to see that vindication before she leaves this earth, mm-hmm. and she was denied that. So, you know, the struggle continues, and, you know, the family is still seeking justice, and they have a right to continue to seek justice. And I think that, you know, for us, it was another affirmation that the circuit attorney's office is incapable of coming up with what's right, what's true, and what's just.
And this whole thing about I want to circle back to Joe Mokwa's daughter, the chief of police's 33-year-old daughter, charged with felony stealing, charged with resisting arrest, having her 9-year-old daughter in a room with drug paraphernalia, charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. And the way that that story is going to be played out. Now, granted, it's a story that's taking place that's coming out of Warrenton County. It's not as, this did not happen here in the city of St. Louis. But the point for me is, are the statements from Joe Mokwa about she's a very troubled child. No doubt. And people that do drugs generally are very, very troubled people. And I wish that society would look on them like that. But the absence of the big telling of this story, the enthusiastic telling of this story, goes back to the, it's not about the crime, it's about those who stand accused of the crime. And how do we expect those that cannot accuse the right people of the crime to find out if something right or wrong was done in a criminal case? Jennifer Joy should have never been allowed to. It's unfortunate that she was the one that was investigating it. She's incapable, and she's proven that she's been incapable because she couldn't find any crime with cops that stole a World Series ticket.
Which was as cut and dry as you could get.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Stevie Wonder could have seen that one. So I think, Liz, what we've been trying to do with Justice for Reggie is to really point out and expose the underbelly of the system in terms of when you are up against that, you need to know where the landmines are, and you need to know that you are naked right there in the courtroom and have very little support from an office whose principal role is not.
Don't expect them to pursue the truth.
Right.
Understand that you're going to have to fight very hard, because they will either they'll lie, they will put liars on the stand to lie against you, they will break the law and keep people off of the jury that would be able to see the lies that are being used against you, and then even when it's all the way over, even when you're dead in the ground, if they got to execute you, they're going to come back and continue the perpetration of the lie to protect their system.
Exactly.
So you know that you need, they are not your friends, they are not, you are going to have to fight very hard if you ever get entangled in the this system.
And so I think the illusion of what is supposed to happen in the U.S. courtroom ought to be stripped, you know, bare by now, because you are going in there as a sole advocate of yourself.
There you
and
go.
And you know, expect for evidence to be stolen, suppressed. I mean, it was interesting when I read the executive summary that they admitted that there were tens of thousands of pages that were only available to the police. Now, I'm thinking...
Wait a minute, in the Larry Griffin case.
In the Larry Griffin case. Why would that only be available to the police?
The law says that it's not supposed to only be available.
Tens of thousands of pages. So I really wish I could get my hands on those, because I think they would reveal a whole bunch about how that office operates.
And how the truth is kept from you, and the pursuit of justice is not what they are pursuing.
Liz, you don't even know what the truth is. You don't even know what's out there. You're on a jury, and they say, this is what we have. You don't know that Robert Griffin is a snitch, a paid snitch in a witness protection program that's used and trotted out every time they need him to do something. You don't. You're looking at this man and say, well, he said he was there. He
mm-hmm.
said.
And he was under oath.
Right.
And he was under oath. And that's why we all need to be skeptical, and we need to challenge authority on these cases. And I wonder, again, remember we talked about that the stadium, the baseball stadium is cursed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because look at all of the things that are happening to this baseball stadium. The city of St. Louis and its justice system, and we have the chief of police's daughter, 33 years old, charged with drug use, felony burglary, not charged with endangering her child, but endangering her child, resisting arrest. We have circuit attorneys that are stepping down from offices for pursuing prostitutes. We have other circuit attorneys' sons selling drugs on school grounds. This is a justice system that, while you can try to do all of the wrong that you want, but chicken's coming home to roost.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got to keep building a roost for them to come home.
Right.
We got to keep building these roosts.
It's going to be a big roost, though.
It's going to be a big roost because there are a lot of chickens coming home. Okay, we got to keep building some roosts out here. That's what Justice for Reggie is all about, building some roosts for these chickens
right,
to come back home.
Right, right. Because then you understand, Liz, mm-hmm. how a case like Reginald Clemens could come
there
to
you
be
go.
In.
There you go.
Look at what we have.
There you
look
go.
At what we have.
Look at what
and
we
we'll
have.
See everybody Saturday out at Fairgrounds Park. We'll have the table set up. You can come by with your petitions. You can come by and sign a petition. You can buy a T-shirt. But we'll be at Fairgrounds Park for Community Days in the Park.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jamal. See you same time, same place next week.
Absolutely.
I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. It was terrifying at the time when an explosion rocked the streets of Midtown Manhattan, covering people in mud and debris and sending many running.
Steam coming everywhere, smoke everywhere, concrete flying everywhere.
It turned out to be a steam pipe explosion, but some suspected terrorism and one person died of a heart attack. ABC's David Neuer says it evoked another bad memory.
The steam shot as high as New York City's famed Chrysler Building and blasted for hours. People nearby were hit with chunks of asphalt. The explosion sent New Yorkers running for cover, some desperately ditching their shoes, unsure of the cause, unsure if it was terrorism, in a city still so jittery since 9/11.
30 people were hurt, 4 seriously. It's a classified question and answer session for 200 members of Congress at the Pentagon today. They're talking via video conference directly to U.S. military commanders in Iraq. The U.S. ambassador in Baghdad will testify before a Senate committee by the same method. President Bush is throwing the spotlight on domestic issues as he travels to Tennessee. ABC's Ann Compton is going along.
In his daily effort to talk about issues other than Iraq, President Bush plans a kind of town hall meeting with the Chamber of Commerce in Nashville, Tennessee. He's been talking recently of budget priorities, tax breaks for children's health insurance, education, and, of course, the economy, visiting a company that manufactures waterproof computer components for hospitals. Ann Compton, ABC News, Andrews Air Force Base near Washington.
If at first you don't succeed, Hasbro is launching a second recall of the iconic Easy Bake Oven because kids can stick their hands inside, get their fingers caught, and possibly get burned. Hasbro has gotten 249 reports of trouble, including 77 burns. Author J.K. Rowling has a message for true Harry Potter fans: patience. On her website, she's urging readers to ignore so-called sneak previews of the newest book that have popped up on the Internet, saying soon they'll know everything. This is ABC News.
Do you have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox-certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox-certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids? Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes!
Now we know what happened to Tony Soprano. He was nominated for an Emmy. ABC's Dave Alpert has the list.
The most Emmy nominations, 17, actually went to the HBO movie Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Among the series, The Sopranos lead the way with 15 nods, including Best Drama.
I don't want to take nothing away from you, but Sucker Punch is a sucker punch.
The HBO show, a sentimental favorite, having ended its six-season run last month. ABC's Ugly Betty leads the comedy category.
Betty Suarez.
Hi, that's me.
11 nominations. Grey's Anatomy, The Starter Wife, and 30 Rock have 10 each. We'll find out who the winners are September 16th. Dave Alpert, ABC News, at the Emmy nominations in Los Angeles.
Could it be The Price is Right for Drew Carey? He's in the running to be the next host of the popular game show. Bob Barker retired at the end of last season. I'm Karen Chase. ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ferensmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a teenager is dead after drowning in Lake St. Louis. 16-year-old Miguel Payne Jr. was spending the day with friends on a teacher's pontoon boat. Witnesses say Payne said he knew how to swim, so he did not wear a life vest when he jumped in the water. Rescue crews and police arrived on the scene but were unable to save the teen. His body was recovered shortly after 5 p.m. Lake St. Louis police are investigating. A Belleville police officer is suing the maker of his police tactical shield. Sergeant John Bruff was blinded after being shot in the face during a raid last November. Bruff's attorney alleges the design of the shield was defective and caused the officer to suffer permanent injuries. Bruff was left with multiple facial injuries and has undergone several surgeries. He is seeking more than $450,000 in damages. Finally this hour, Kip Wells pitched 8 innings of two-hit baseball as the Cardinals shut out the Florida Marlins 6-0 at Dolphin Stadium. Wells earned his first win as a starter since late May, and the Cards scored all their runs in the first two innings. Juan Encarnacion drove in 3 runs, and so Taguchi added a 2-run double. Brendan Ryan made his first major league start at third base, with both Scott Rowland and Scott Spezio out of action with injuries. The Redbirds travel to Atlanta tonight to take on the Braves, with Mike Maroth making the start. Game time is 6:35. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a final look at your traffic and weather for this 9 o'clock hour. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis through Bryan Road. Look for an accident at Bryan Road. Stop and go traffic as a result. Westbound 40. Road construction from Hanley through 170, westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic's finally easing up this hour. Northbound 270 from 44 through Big Bend. Look for slow traffic due to an incident that is cleared. That's north of 44. Eastbound 5570 from Poplar Street Bridge into Illinois. Look for a lot of slowdowns, a lot of delays as you have paving operations closing one to two lanes on occasion throughout the day. It's going to cause a whole lot of slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is looking good. There are a number of roadside construction issues that are going on, reducing lanes here and there. Just use caution and give yourself a break, and that is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, partly sunny, chance of showers this morning and this afternoon, a high around 90. For this evening, cooler, mostly cloudy, chance of showers throughout the evening and overnight hours, lows in the mid-60s. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Friday evening, beautiful, mostly clear with a low around 60. Saturday should be a great day as well, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 82 degrees and cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. More riveting radio with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That is the number. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Yes, we have much business to tend to. I have had Dr. Jocelyn Elders on my show several times. over the years. And I remember having her on the show after the decision by Bill Clinton that she could not talk about masturbation out loud as a medical doctor. That's what MD stands for, medical doctor. I remember the noise from the media and capitulation by Bill Clinton. You know, ask Lonnie Guinier whether or not he was going to capitulate on a black woman. No surprise, but capitulate he did. Those of us that understand history and have a clear-eyed view of how the world operates understood the politics of the elimination of Dr. Joyce Lynn Elders. So it comes as no surprise to those of us that see clearly and have seen clearly. We knew it wasn't about the word masturbation. We knew it wasn't about that. We knew it was about politics. So fast forward to 2007, we have a former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Richard Carmona, testifying and telling a congressional panel that top Bush administration officials repeatedly tried to suppress important public health reports because of shock and awe, political considerations. He testified that the administration prohibited him from speaking or issuing reports on the subjects such as emergency contraception, sex education, stem cells, global health issues. And that this administration tried to water down a report on secondhand smoke. Why is this an important issue to be talking about now? Because we have to examine who George Bush wants to nominate into that position. And we have to examine him. If we have a confession from a former Bush Surgeon General that political considerations are the rule of the day when doctors are supposed to be telling us about our health. No. Bump the health. We need you to speak to my political agenda. So we need to be very open-eyed and clear-eyed about examining who Bush's nominee for Surgeon General is, and we're going to do that. We're going to be talking to Becky Dansky, Federal Legislative Director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, joining us from Washington, D.C. to talk about this. It's a conversation you don't want to miss. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
About Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to. and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interest? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right, he assures her, but she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid, afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say, so he prays,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to attend to, much business to attend to. Let's talk about this. What does a Surgeon General do? Why should we be concerned about statements made in 1991 by the person who George W. Bush wants to be Surgeon General? I'm talking to the Federal Legislative Director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, joining us from Washington, D.C., Becky Dansky. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Becky, let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about the role of a Surgeon General, a U.S. Surgeon General. What's he or she supposed to do?
Well, according to the United States Department of Health and Human Services, the Surgeon General is America's chief health educator, giving Americans the best scientific information available on how to improve their health and reduce the risk of illness and injury.
And why should we be concerned about, why should our eyebrows go up with this Surgeon General nominee, Dr. James Holsinger?
Yes, Holsinger.
Okay. Why should we be concerned about him?
Well, there are a number of reasons to be concerned about him. The reason that we here at the task force, along with a number of other LGBT groups and HIV/AIDS groups are concerned, is his record on LGBT health issues. Much has been made about this 1991 white paper that he produced for the Methodist Church.
And before we move on,
yes.
What is a white paper?
A white paper is an internal document, and this was produced for a committee, a United Methodist Church committee, that was exploring questions around homosexuality.
Okay, and they went to Dr. Holsinger, Dr. James Holsinger, and asked him to give us your thoughts on this.
Exactly.
Okay. And what did he say in this 1991 white paper?
Well, it's incredibly graphic, so I wouldn't go into the details too much. But essentially what he did was he skewed data from various studies to further his personal anti-gay views. For example, the paper portrays that men who have sex with men are disproportionately likely to have an STD. What he doesn't mention is that the study that he references is actually from an STD clinic, where obviously there are going to be a higher percentage of people with STDs. Similarly, he cites disproportionate rates of trauma associated with men who have sex with men. Again, he doesn't mention the study that he's using is based on work that was done at an emergency room, where obviously there's going to be a higher rate of trauma. He also doesn't mention that all of the risks he discusses associated with homosexuality are also risks that face heterosexuals, but he doesn't mention that at all.
And what did he also argue about the concept of gay sex?
He argued that it is abnormal and that it's pathological.
Pathological. What does pathological mean, Becky?
He's basically implied that it is akin to an illness, which goes against what every National Health Organization has said about homosexuality at this point. And not even at this point. You know, people, a lot of people have made a big deal about, well, this is in 1991. Starting in the early 1970s, the American Psychiatric Association and the American Psychological Association both declared that homosexuality was not a mental illness.
And why should we be concerned as a nation if our Surgeon General has the world view that homosexuality is pathology? I mean, it is a mental illness. How does that harm us as a nation?
Well, first of all, it tells us that he, which is typical to this administration, places ideology over science, and that's not what we want in our nation's doctor. Part of his job is to take care for the health of all Americans, including LGBT individuals.
And if my doctor sees me as in such a way, can I really get the best health direction from him? If he sees that I am doing something that he believes is wrong, politically and morally, can I get the best health direction from him?
Well, at the task force, we feel no. I mean, there's already this issue about this nomination that there is an animosity between the LGBT community and Dr. Holsinger. And the Surgeon General has traditionally, since Dr. Koop, has had played a major role in HIV/AIDS, and which is an issue that disproportionately affects the LGBT community. And how is the LGBT community going to look to someone for help on this epidemic who they feel they cannot trust on their health issues?
So did Dr. James Holsinger testify before the Senate?
Yes. Last week he testified before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee.
And what were some of the questions, Becky, that they asked of him?
Chairman Kennedy really focused on a lot of these LGBT issues and the inaccuracies around this paper that he published. There were also some questions raised regarding his time at the VA, where there have been accusations about his treatment of female veterans in terms of making it difficult for them to have mammograms or not properly handling sexual harassment complaints that have been filed. There were also a number of questions regarding Dr. Carmona's testimony, which you alluded to earlier.
And talk to us about, did somebody ask Dr. Holsinger, does somebody ask him specifically, so what is your position? Do you believe that gay sex is unhealthy and unnatural? Did somebody ask him that simple question?
Yes, he was asked that question, and he said, my views have changed. That was 20 years ago, but he never said what his new views are.
And did anybody ask him?
Yes, and Senator Enzi, who is the ranking member of the committee, really tried to help him out and throw him a softball and said, you know, all these accusations have been made about you. Here's your chance to clear the record. What have you done to show that, you know, that you can accurately look after all Americans, including LGBT individuals? And his response was bizarre. He referenced that he did not cancel a workshop at a women's health conference that he was in charge of that focused on lesbian health issues.
Because he had an option to cancel it.
And some people had asked him to, but he didn't. Essentially, that's his greatest achievement on LGBT rights. He went on to talk about the fact that he has a number of gay friends. He also had talked about a project that he worked in on fighting AIDS in Africa, which, while admirable, was not relevant to the question.
Well, I guess in his mind it was. If you're asking me, I guess, you know, make the connection. So what? Where are we on this issue? He testified before the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next?
Well, the committee now has a period of 10 days in which to submit written questions, which he will then have time to respond to. But that probably won't happen before the August recess. So the soonest that the committee would vote on this nomination would be September. That said, a number of the Democrats on the committee have already come out in opposition of the nomination, saying that they would not vote for him. As well as, I think it's very telling that only three Republicans showed up to his confirmation hearing, including the ranking member, Senator Enzi. Also, the White House did not say much after the nomination hearing. So there's not a huge push for this at this point. So timing is fluid at this point.
So what would you recommend that people do, Becky?
Well, I think that the most important thing people can do is contact their senators and say, this is not somebody who is qualified to be our nation's doctor.
And particularly when they have testimony that this administration specifically uses this particular role to further a political agenda.
Absolutely.
And when we connect it to gay and lesbian issues, this administration is hostile a good word?
I think that's a very nice way of saying it, Liz.
Hostile to those issues. So, Becky, people should call their senators, because the senators will be making the decision.
Yes, especially if you live in a state where your senator is on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, the HELP Committee, because that's where this nomination is now.
And, Becky, where can people find more information out about this?
About the Holzinger nomination?
Yes.
You can visit our website, which is thetaskforce.org. There are also a number of other groups that have been involved in this, including the Coalition for LGBT Health, the Human Rights Campaign, AIDS Action, AIDS Institute, and CECUS. There are just a number of groups working on this nomination. So visiting any of their websites, you can find out some more about this.
Becky Dansky, Federal Legislative Director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thanks, Liz.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back in just a moment to take your calls, your comments, your issues, your concerns, your observations, all of that. All of that. And a bag of chips. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Attention, attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interests? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
The award-winning Wake-Up Call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Cafeteria line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, my name, my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get to me. Here we are in the city of St. Louis. Here we are. Here we are. Living in a city where the I don't know. Should we just call it fronting? Just trying to front? Francis Lay says that he doesn't want Ike Turner to be honored. He was asked to make September 2nd Ike Turner Day. And the mayor's office has, you know, we're going to look at take a list at all the people that he's given this honor to. Ike Turner disputes this story that was told about him and what's love got to do with it. And you know what? And no man that hits a woman, for real, is they should be punished. Men should not be hitting women. Done and done. But my question is that why did you feel comfortable in doing this to this person? 1-877-920-WGNU. Phyllis.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm calling to see or ask a question about the $64 million that was supposed to we've been stolen from the retirement fund of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It looks like it was. Well, I don't know. The word stolen, it's missing.
It's missing?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
You got to come out to the meeting because they're the
when
ones.
Is the meeting?
The meeting is at 9:30.
When?
On Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's at 1020 North Taylor.
Okay.
Okay?
Because, all right.
Because they will have some documents there. They'll have some people that are actual members of the pension fund that will be talking there as well. $64 million.
Okay, Lynn.
All right now?
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to go to that meeting. That's the International Urban Institute having this meeting, this hearing, this discussion on where is your pension money going? Where is your pension money going? They're building new buildings on Francis, or not on Francis, like on Shamel's land. Going to have to pay Shamel money for this property and stuff. Oh, my goodness. Now, y'all been telling y'all about what they plan to do is take your money. Take your money. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to, huh? I want to talk about it, if I can. Can I talk about a story that speaks to us? We have an election coming up, and since we're talking about elections, we moved all the way to presidential elections, talking about them hard in July. So let's talk about the gubernatorial race here in the state of Missouri just for a second. Gubernatorial race here in the state of Missouri. Yeah, we got a gubernatorial race. Jay Nixon is the presumed Democratic nominee. Okay? He's supposed to be the nominee. And Matt Blunt is going to be the Republican nominee. Matt Blunt has doggone near $7 million in his bank account. Jay Nixon has around three or so. And here is my prediction. The Republicans are forcing Jay Nixon to come, as the kids would say, come on with it. The Republicans are going to force Jay Nixon to start spending his money now. The Republicans are running radio ads against Jay Nixon already. They're going to say that are challenging Jay Nixon's position on abortion, I believe it is. And by running radio ads against Jay Nixon in July, the election is in 2008, by running those ads against Jay Nixon now, the Republicans are basically saying, you know what? We're going to make you spend your money, and we already have more money than you do. And they're saying some pretty interesting things about Jay Nixon. That Jay Nixon accepted unlimited campaign contributions from donors, even though he told liberal supporters in May that he opposed those laws. I mean, opposed those types of contributions. Nixon accepted 22 contributions exceeding $10,000, including a $100,000 donation. It's going to be a very, very interesting ride. And what do people do? I just got to ask you, what do people do when your choice is Jay Nixon or Matt Blunt? What do you do? Check this out. Remember a couple of days ago, Blunt decided to sign into law a bill that protects women against sexual and domestic assault. And women, check this out. In the state of Missouri, women used to have to pay if you were raped and they needed to do a rape kit on you. women had to pay for their own rape kits. They don't have to do that anymore. But Jay Nixon hired a former judge, a former Franklin County judge, Jeff Schacherkoeter. And this guy was a judge in a case where a guy was charged, Matthew Wozniak. A jury listened to his case and found him guilty for drugging and then sexually assaulting a woman in 2000. The jury wanted to give him jail time. The guy who has been hired by Jay Nixon said, no, I'm not going to give him jail time. Put him on probation. According to the Riverfront Times, the most likely explanation of the sentence is that this judge that Jay Nixon hired, known for his pro-life, family values, morality, and independence, found the case muddled enough to leave room for that old possibility. She asked for it. So, liberals, progressives, what do you do when someone like Jay Nixon hires a guy like that? What do you do in 2008? We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my number. That's my number. Kenny.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, I don't know, I missed it. I'm at work, and someone just told me something about Mokaw's daughter.
Yes, been talking about it all morning,
yeah,
Kenny.
Okay,
okay. You should have had your car radio on your way to work,
well,
then you'd
know. I walk around all morning with my radios on my ears, but this morning I didn't do it.
All right, now, all right, I'll forgive you.
Okay.
Joe Mokwa's daughter, 33 years old, Amy Mokwa, charged with felony use of fraudulent use of a credit card, felony stealing, possession of controlled substance, and also resisting arrest.
Wow.
Resisting arrest. And Joe Mokwa has been quoted as saying that she's troubled and that he's disappointed by the arrest. Joe Mokwa got a call at 4 a.m. saying that his daughter was in police custody. Now, I understand she's in police custody out in Warrenton, I believe. And she is in jail. $15,000 cash only bond has been set for her. $15,000 cash bond only. And he was allowed to come and pick up his 9-year-old granddaughter. It's interesting that she was not charged with child endangerment.
Right.
Because a whole lot of people would have been charged with child endangerment after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question here is not that whether or not, you know, we should be hopping on somebody whose daughter has a drug problem and is charged with felonies. The question is that how does he treat people whose babies are faced with this?
That's right.
How does he characterize them? What does he tell? Didn't he say, wasn't Mokwa saying that they were going to take off the gloves on our babies here in the city of St. Louis?
Mm-hmm.
You think that he calling the prosecutor up there saying, take off the glove on his baby?
Give my baby a break.
Okay. Does he want them to take off the gloves?
Ooh.
She's a drug user. Okay, she's a burglar. I mean, she's a stealer. You know, it's not about the crime. It's about who stands accused of the crime.
Ms. Brown, one more question before you go. I was thinking about the mayor how he's like, you know, he's saying don't feed the homeless downtown, don't do this and don't do that. But he would pass a law to let dogs, and nothing wrong with dogs, I'm just saying to let them go in the restaurants. I just didn't understand that.
That's nasty to me. I'm sorry. That's nasty to
me.
Ms.
Brown.
I'm sorry. That's nasty.
<It is. laughs>
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WG. I don't care. I like dogs and cats as much as the next person, but that's nasty to try to let dogs into restaurants. That's nasty. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Look, folks, there's the most amazing sale going on in the state of Missouri. 20% off of everything. Sale items included. Get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. It's a huge sale. It's a big sale. It's an awesome sale. 20% off. 20% off. Did I say 20% off? 20% off. Look, I'm off in 10 minutes, and you all should all be headed down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Get your shop on. 20% off of everything. Refrigerators, stoves, freezers, you name it, they have it. 20% off. You better go get it while the getting is good.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Attention, calling all current and retired employees of the St. Louis Public School System. Come on out this Saturday, July 21st at 9:30 a.m. Where? At the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor Avenue. Why? Because you need to get information to help you protect your pension. Ask yourself this question. Has the pension fund experienced a loss of $67 million this year? That's $67 million. Is the investment fund committee looking out for your interests? How about this? Are you receiving notice of when the investment fund committee meets? Look, as a vested member of the St. Louis Public School Pension Funds, you need to find out what are your rights. So come on out this Saturday at 9:30 a.m., 1020 North Taylor, at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Come out, get information to help you protect your pension. This is sponsored by the International Urban Institute.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about strategies for building wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Day. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Look, we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, and let's get it done. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good deal. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Chief Mokwa.
Mokwa.
Liz, it just seems not unbelievable, because that's a strong word, but I can't... It would seem to me that if you had someone in your family going through those type of problems, that you would automatically be empathetic toward other people in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that our women's prisons, and you know the men's prisons, the women's prisons are full of women who are there strictly because of drug use.
That's right.
And
He said, take the gloves off on our community.
Yeah,
you think he wants him to take the gloves off now that his baby is up in the same system? You think he wants her to be treated like that?
I would think that this city would be in a lot better shape crime-wise, because the empathy that would be coming from that department and the different programs that would be in place and everything that would be spurred on, because he knows personally what these people are going
through. That's fact.
You know?
That's fact. Chickens coming home to roost?
Liz, I don't know how it would apply, but for some reason that movie, The General's Daughter, came to my mind.
Mm.
I don't know anything about Mokwa and his daughter, so I can't say that anything about that specific part of the movie where the General's Daughter acted out.
That's right.
But I don't know anything about that, so I don't know if that applies or not.
Mm.
But the one part that does apply is the fact that that general in that movie, his moral compass was broken.
That's right.
He chose to defend the organization.
And where does a child who, because there are plenty of people out there that will tell you chapter and verse of what Mocha's reputation on the street was. That you know, had all kinds of things to do with drugs, okay? And not in a law enforcement type of way. So where does a child, if that is true, where does a child put that information? How do you work that when your dad's a cop? And that, again, this is what they say on the street about his reputation.
Yeah.
All right, now, thanks for your call. Yes.
The thing that what his moral compass being broken to me is that every time he shows up on a scene where the police has used violence, even before the investigation has began, he's already taken the side of the organization.
There you go.
Just like the general in that movie.
That's right.
You know,
General's daughter. And I got a roll.
All right, thank you, Liz.
Okay, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Arthur.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
It just seems like all these things you're talking about this morning, it just that they think it was stupid. That's what gives me. You watch the news for years, especially anybody over, say, 35 or 40. You see this stuff happening, and they think we forget. Like, we got so much going on that we can't remember what some of these ones have stood on some of these issues. Like that one you're talking about with the police chief, Mokwa. Just think we're stupid.
Okay, now.
But the more we talk about it, that'll keep it out in front of the people.
Fact.
But I just want to make one statement. Remember you were talking about that dog in the restaurant law?
Yes.
I think that only applies to outside portion of the restaurant.
It's nasty.
Okay.
I don't want to step over anybody's dog to go get something to eat. That's nasty.
I agree with you. Because sometimes you walk through the loop. You better watch where you step, and you may be walking right next to a big dog that may want to take a lick out of you or something.
Thanks for your call, Carl.
All right, thank you.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic that the brother just spoke on that bill where the dogs are being, that bill being passed where the dogs being allowed in restaurants. I think that's opened up a whole can of worms, because what about the behavior of the dog? What if the dog barks? What if the dog is salivating at the mouth?
Ew.
Which is gross.
Yes, it is.
And you know what? Let me say this real quickly, too. I think that, like a lot of people are talking about people being on these cell phones, there's a lot of dogs that, okay, I drive a truck for a living, and I see a lot of this. I see people driving with their animals. You know, you're holding one, you know, one hand is on the steering wheel, the other hand is holding the dog.
And
the dog is leaning out the window.
Absolutely.
Something should be done about that, just like the cell phone, the use of the cell phone.
Mm. You make a very good point. You make a very good point.
Because, again, I drive trucks for a living, and I see a lot of that. And I just look, I'm like, how can she be making this turn or trying to negotiate this turn here? You're holding the dog over here in the one arm, then you're trying to turn.
All right. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello, Dr. Brown.
D.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
As outstanding as you are, almost.
All right, now.
It's karmic. It's karmic that the chickens are coming home to roost.
Okay.
You know, what you wish for somebody else seems to visit upon your family.
There you go.
See you Saturday.
All right now. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Donna.
Good morning.
Oh, school board member Donna Jones. Good morning.
I have two things this morning. First, I want to talk about the benefit concert and silent auction that we will be having tonight. It's to save our children, legal defense fund.
All right now.
Okay, and it will be held at 4140 Manchester at the Atomic Cowboy. And it will start at 7 p.m., and it's from 7 to 10 p.m., adults for $7, children $5, and there's a curfew, 10 p.m. curfew for children.
Okay.
But this is to raise funds for the Legal Defense Fund.
Excellent.
And the second thing is I wanted to comment on the statement that David Jackson made at the school board meeting the other night.
And we're going to have a special edition of the St. Louis Public Schools Watch tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I'll wait.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have a special edition tomorrow at 7 a.m.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'll comment on that then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for everything.
Donna, as always, thank you. Thank
All
you
right,
so
bye.
Much. Thank you for standing strong. Michelle.
Yes, you were talking about what's on the street about Mr. Mocha. Isn't that kind of like spreading slander, just kind of mud, you know, all over somebody that you can't prove?
And what I'm saying is that when we talk about the reputation of people, particularly
right,
when we're talking about
slandering,
which we're talking about, no, you need to go look up the definition of what slander is. I am not saying that it is true. I am saying
Of course not. You're just spreading it.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that what people have said, many people, what cops have told me,
what people is.
I am not going to tell you what their names
are.
Well, yes, I can. Well, so now you're saying I'm lying about it.
Well, that's okay.
So I'm lying, right?
Have a good day.
Yeah, well, you try to have one, okay? Listen, folks, the fact of the matter is that people have reputations out there. Now, reputations every day of the week. And the fact of the matter is that anybody who knows what people's reputations are. And it is interesting that we have a chief of police whose daughter is committing crimes, charged with committing crimes, arrested for committing crimes, $15,000 cash bonds being set for her. And this is a horrible thing. Nobody's child should have to go through that. But why is it that he says we take the gloves off people that live in my community that look like me? But we don't take the gloves off of people that look like his daughter. Is this Carbatic? I think it is. I think it is. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, thank you so much for listening. And you know the drill. Stay strong.